This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. Sean, Governor Kevin Stitt has filed a lawsuit in the Oklahoma Supreme Court in an effort to block an agreement between the city of Tulsa and the Muscogee Creek Nation. It's essentially a collision between city, state, and tribal jurisdiction.
And that's right. Now, the Muscogee Nation and the city of Tulsa announced in June that they had reached a settlement in a federal lawsuit brought by the tribe against the city regarding jurisdictional issues related to tribal members. In the agreement, the city agreed that misdemeanor cases involving Native Americans that originate within the Muscogee Nation Reservation, which covers part of Tulsa, would be handled in tribal court rather than municipal court. Now, Governor Stitt argues the city can't do that. In part, Stitt's lawsuit argues the city's authority comes from the state, and the state has not authorized the city to ignore its responsibility in prosecuting misdemeanor crimes. It also argues that the agreement was not properly approved by the legislature's Joint Committee on State-Tribal Relations and the governor. And I think it's important to remember, this agreement between the city and the Muscogee Nation has not been approved by the judge in the case. He might not accept it, or it might get changed.
And we'll find out probably fairly soon, wouldn't you think?
I would think so.
The new fiscal year is less than 2 months old, and already some state agencies are working on their budget requests for fiscal year 2027. Why so early? A lot can change over the next 10 months.
Well, state law requires agency budget requests to be submitted to the Office of Management and Enterprise Services and the legislature by October 1st, with a few exceptions. That begins the budget review process by the executive branch and the legislative branch and sets the stage for legislative budget hearings that usually begin in December. Now, you're right. A lot can change, and often we see agency leaders and their budget staffs modify their requests during the budget hearing process. But sometimes they don't, like the Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services earlier this year, when it discovered that it was facing a budget shortfall. That will probably lead to more intensive review of those requests during this budget cycle.
Lawmakers are beginning to look at possible changes at the Office of Management and Enterprise Services. That's the monolithic agency that has 1,297 statutory responsibilities. There's a lot to work with there. What are they wanting to change?
Well, a couple of things. First, the question raised by lawmakers and the current OMES staff is whether the agency is being required to do too much, those 1,297 different things that you mentioned. Director Rick Rose suggested during an interim study on Tuesday that many of those services might be better delivered by other agencies and that a review was necessary. Then there is funding. OMES charges agencies for information technology services, for rent in state buildings, and for other services it provides. The question is whether that money would be better appropriated directly to the agency rather than passing through the other agencies that then pay rent and for information technology services. Rose suggested, if done right, it might be better to fund OMES fully and directly for those services, and it could be more transparent because his agency could provide the receipts for the services it provides.
Legislative interim studies, where lawmakers look into various issues and discuss potential policy and legislation, are underway at the Capitol. Democrats in the House and Senate have announced that they will be holding a series of town hall meetings starting in September. How will those work?
Well, as you said, there are town hall meetings designed to talk about particular issues. September 4th will focus on the biggest needs of public education. October 7th will highlight the state budget. And the final event, set for November 18th, will explore bill ideas that could be possible priorities during the 2026 session. The bill filing deadline is just 2 months after that. And if you're already doing the math, the legislative session is just a little more than 4 months away.
And of course, you are already starting to do the math on that.
Of course.
Thank you, Sean.
You're very welcome.
For more information, go to quorumcall.online. You can find video of Capital Insider segments on the KGOU YouTube channel. Audio and transcripts are at kgou.org. And look for Capital Insider where you get podcasts. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.